9 minutes to 9. It's Simon Lederman at breakfast on BBC Three Counties Radio. We're taking your thoughts this morning about various things that we've covered in the programme. We'll try and fill some other bits and bobs to come. However, before all of that, let me talk to you about Remembrance Day and the time coming up. Because are you wearing a poppy yet? A musician from Tring has written a song about the importance of Remembrance Day. Ollie Wedgwood says he saw a poem about the way society is so busy, it's ignoring events like this. And Ollie joins us live on the programme this morning. Morning to you, Ollie.
Good morning, Simon.
Thank you for coming. It's good to see you. What inspired you to write this? Because you're not involved in the military services in any way.
No, that's correct. Really, the inspiration from this is from a friend of mine called Chris Grace, who's the who wrote the lyrics, and he was looking at he was watching the Battle of Britain programmes that's been on quite a lot, and that together with a really touching painting by Teresa Scanella of a poppy field, it just inspired him to sit down one morning and actually write a whole load of verses. Probably because also he recognised that, you know, we live in a society that's it's so fast, go, and Remembrance Day comes and goes, and sometimes it just goes. So he wanted to just write something down to say, look, just stop, sit back, and just remember that there are some people who have sacrificed their lives, and, you know, there are victims who've died, but there are also victims who are still alive and in current conflicts, as well as the First and Second World Wars. And that inspired him to write these words. He phoned me up. He's always been a great supporter of my music and my brother Sam Wedgwood's music as well. And he said, Ollie, what do you think of these words? Do you think you could put some music to them? So I had a read of them. They were really powerful.
He is your Bernie Taupin to Elton John, yeah. By the sound of it.
We have been kidding. We have been having a bit of a laugh there. I've actually found that I can, when I'm given lyrics, I've always struggled with lyrics. But when I've been given lyrics, I can actually, I found that the music just somehow arrives. So I sat down at the piano and, very powerful lyrics. And a half an hour later, a song, or the bare bones of a song arrived. And so we started the Remember Day, Poppy Day project with the three of us, Chris Grace, Teresa Scanella and myself, and my brother also helping me on the recording. And we just want to, our aim really is that we just want people to listen to the words, see the art, listen to the music, and just emotionally connect and just sit and just take a step back and remember.
We're going to hear the record soon, or certainly a bit of the record. We won't play it, otherwise somebody will record it and they won't bother buying your record. But just out of interest, the connections of Remembrance Day, we've spoken about this before on this program. I know that many people have debated it because it's become, it's come into fashion, it's gone out of fashion. I think it's come into fashion again. And mm-hmm. I mean fashion in the most respectful way, on the basis that some people have found it totally doesn't connect with them. Yeah. Other people, there were a time when even some radio stations wouldn't do the silence. Now everybody does, and indeed some people do both the 11th and the Sunday when they don't coincide.
Yeah.
What will you be doing this Remembrance Sunday?
Well, I think what I'll probably be doing is taking another listen to the song and just remembering. I guess we've been doing that a lot anyway because we've been recording the song. But I hope that it actually goes out there, and I hope that other people will be touched by it, and that it will spur them into donating a bit more maybe for the excellent charities that are actually helping those victims of war, both past and present conflicts.
So this is a charity record. Where will the money be going?
20% of the profits are going to the Poppy Appeal. Also, Teresa Scanella's artwork is supporting Alzheimer's charity because her mother suffers from Alzheimer's.
And where can I get it? Can you get it online or in a
shop?
Yeah,
iTunes, but also the website that we've set up. It's got lots of material on there. It's rememberpoppyday.com. People can listen to the tracks, download them, see the artwork, and just there's even a forum there for discussion, because there are quite a lot of topics that the lyrics actually throw up that I think a lot of people might want to comment on, it because it's personal to everybody. You know, everybody has a different take on it.
I'm trying to detect something in your accent. I think I do, but then I'm not quite sure whether you're just speaking cool like a musician. Do you come from the south of England?
I do, yeah. I was born in Surrey, but travelled to Canada, and we've just come back from New Zealand, so I've got a little twang of New Zealand.
And do you play music around the world when you go around? Because that's not your full-time occupation, is it?
It's pretty much my full-time occupation.
It is now.
Yeah, I do a little bit of physics and math teaching on the side, but it's what I do. I run a band called the Jazz Soul Boogie Band. I play for people's weddings and the like, and I compose and record music. And, you know, it's such a joy to be able to record music for a start, but also record music that's meaningful.
Let's play a bit. Introduce it to us.
Thank you. Well, this is Remember Poppy Day. I hope you enjoy it.
Ollie Wedgwood, it's great to have you. Thank you very much for coming in live on the programme this morning.
Thanks, Ollie.
I remember when I was young, a strange day in a crowded town. Everyone is rushing, then a bell. People stood like statues and silence fell. Buses halted, although planes still flew. A factory stopped, and offices too. And then I heard my mother say, remember, this is Poppy Day. We all live such hectic lives these days, as we rush around and round, forgetting it's Poppy Day. And if we should forget those so still in the ground, so take a minute of your life to remember.
Ollie Wedgwood from Tring and his song about Remembrance Day. Simon Lederman at breakfast. It's a minute and a half to nine.